Yeah, this is Willie Terry, a roaming labor correspondent for the Hudson Mohawk magazine. And this is Labor Talk. And today I have on the telephone my guest, Adam Pelletier, who's the new president of the Troy Area Labor Council. And how you doing, Adam?
I'm doing good, Willie. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me on this morning.
All right, no problem. Probably going to have you on more than this. So Adam, first of all, before we, get deep into the questions, what is the Troy Area Labor Council for people, that don't really know about it? You know, what it is and what do they do?
All right. So the Troy Area Labor Council, at least as I understand it, is one of around 500 state and local labor councils of the AFL-CIO. It's the one of the few places where delegates and members from different locals, from different industries, can kind of come together, share their situation, what's going on, and we try to essentially figure out ways that we may be able to assist or support however we might be able to. And ours, the Troy Area Labor Council, we represent about 10,000 people in Troy and Rensselaer County, which is approximately 5% of the entire county population of almost 160,000. So we've got members who work in a variety of different places, school teachers, mm-hmm. school support staff, custodial workers, healthcare, social security employees, communication specialists, engineers, all kinds of building trades, childcare, pretty much almost one of every kind of worker.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so you represent a variety of workers in Troy. So Troy has a stake in the Labor Council, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So Adam, so to get started, tell me about your labor activism. And how it brought you to this point in your life,
So for me, actually, it's funny. I think that one of the reasons that I got active in the labor movement was because of the Troy Area Labor Council. So, one night I was over at my cousin's house talking about some stuff that was going on at work, at both the employer and the union side. And this gentleman just said, you should think about starting to come to the Troy Area Labor Council meetings so you can, find out you're not alone or living on an island. So I started attending Troy Area Labor Council meetings probably 6 or 7 years ago at this point. And that was basically an opportunity for me to meet and interact with members of other unions outside of the one that I'm a member of, which is AFGE Local 3343. They represent Social Security employees all over the state. So it was just nice to be exposed to different ideas and people that were not necessarily from my own union. So it was an opportunity to kind of get out of a little bit of a mode of groupthink, and I think it really helped. And that was sort of, a springboard. And through the Troy Area Labor Council, it also kind of got me involved in other social and economic issues. So, my history and kind of what brought me into labor activism, I think the ultimate cause would actually be the Troy Area Labor Council. And I think that that's true of some of our other younger, newer delegates as well.
Mm-hmm. So Adam, you are a Rensselaer County resident. And were you born in Rensselaer County?
Nope. I was born actually out in out near Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I ended up growing up primarily up in Franklin County, New York. Mm-hmm. It's a town called Chateauguay. Mm-hmm. It's no one's really ever heard of, but it's between Plattsburgh and Potsdam. Mm-hmm.
So were you, any of your family ever active? You know, because I mean, it had to be something that pushed you. I know Detroit Labor, you said Detroit Labor Council was one of your springboards, but were there any early activism in your life?
No, I don't really think so. You know, I'm not one of those people that's able to say, you know, I got involved in the labor movement because I grew up in a union household. That just wasn't my experience. I always have had a bit of a anti-authoritarian streak in me, and I think that labor activism provides a healthy outlet for that personality trait or defect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Adam, now you're the new president of Detroit Area Labor Council, which is an awesome responsibility. So I know you have to give it some thought to be that. So what are some of your expectations of the Detroit Area Labor Council over the next few years?
Well, yeah, I was just sworn in at our May meeting, and it's been quite busy on a couple different fronts. But I think that my primary goals or expectations over the next few years is to hopefully increase the number of people that are coming to our meetings from new places that we don't have delegates from yet. So I hope that our Troy Area Labor Council continues to do a lot of the stuff that it has been doing, which is to be active on obviously labor issues, but also issues that may exist but are connected to labor and the social and economic. So like things like housing, justice, health insurance. These are things that are both labor union issues, but also issues that affect working people everywhere, whether or not they're union members. So I hope that we're able to bring more folks together, coalesce around a lot of the areas of common concern that might not be the primary concern of the individual affiliate unions that are affiliated with the Troy Area Labor Council, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No. So, Adam, you're one of the I think youngest presidents of a labor council. But I want to ask you also the question too. You know, being young, what motivates you? You know, when you wake up in the morning, every morning, to say, hey, I got to get involved in the labor movement struggles?
Boy, that's a tough one.
Right?
I think
is it because you care about social justice? Or?
Yeah, that's a part of it. So, I mean, I think the thing that keeps me going on the, you know, with labor issues and labor activism is ultimately it's something that I view as a force for good that has the ability to, you know, change not just working conditions, but especially in New York. You know, some of the unions that exist have a tremendous amount of power with things within the legislature. So it's just, I think, I'm eternally an optimist. And, I think, obviously, labor unions are a force for good. And then there's also the boss aspect. There's always some boss out there somewhere trying to do whatever they can to get one over on their workers. And the only thing that really stands in the way of that happening is unions. So it's just I don't want to frame it as a battle between, you know, good and bad, but to some extent I do. And I think that belonging on the side of labor is me being on the side of the good.